It's good to see everybody that's here this morning. We do have several who are still out, and we need to be concerned about them. But anyway, as Jason mentioned, maybe it's going to be a little warm in here this morning, and hopefully you won't be uncomfortable because of the preaching. But in a way, yeah, I want you to be very uncomfortable because that's my job. You know, there's a great black preacher named Marshall Cable, and he had this phrase: the job of the preacher is to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. And that's what we should be doing. We're going to talk about something, and if you think it's hot here, think of the consequences of not making it to heaven. It's going to be a whole lot hotter there. And so no matter who we are, who you are, you're going to die. Every one of us. Let's look at this. Two people are dead from a murder-suicide on a college campus. Three girls died when their SUV rolled over. Many people died from a suicide bombing in Iraq. A coffee-drinking buddy all suddenly passes away. A longtime friend succumbs to his broken-down body ailments. Local man overdoses on narcotics. 66 people died when their Egypt Air jet went down. 8 or more people died in floodwaters in Texas. And this past week, a whole bunch died in Texas and other parts of this country because of the storm. And other people died in the storm. Pedestrian killed on the sidewalk. Family dog kills a baby. The list just goes on and on and on. And we're all affected by it. Eventually, we're going to know somebody who has passed. Someone who has passed suddenly, unexpectedly. And those who, basically because of their age, because of their body ailments, they're eventually going to go away. And so, yes, that all is going to happen. The list goes on. You know, if you check the internet and see how many people die, thank you, Randy.
Let's go.
It reveals about 151,600 people die every day on average. Some days a little more, some days a little bit less. But that's a lot of people, right? But that's worldwide. I mean, there's 7 billion people on this earth. So, yeah, there's a turnover rate going on. And most people, I guess about the average age is about 60 or 70, depending on which part of the world you're in. So people die every day. And yes, people are being born every day to replace them. But many die from natural causes. Most of them do. Now, you might think that starvation is not a natural cause, but yeah, it really is. You starve your body, yeah, the body's not going to be able to handle that. But, yeah, not natural causes, others are not so lucky. There's a lot of people who die that didn't expect to die. See, many lives end tragically or violently. And what we are well aware of is the fact that people die all the time. That is the fate of every human being that has ever walked this earth. Now, this is not a pleasant subject to discuss. And if we could avoid it, we most certainly would. But yet, we also need to face up to that reality that it is something that's going to face each and every one of us. Some might be young and they think, well, I've got a whole lifetime ahead of me. I got my plans laid out. I'm going to become a doctor. I'm going to become a lawyer. I'm going to do something that's going to benefit mankind or have great plans. And we know what's the potential of what could happen. Just thinking about it causes angst and painful memories. Because many in this room have already lost loved ones. And some of them tragically. And it's painful to relive that. To remember their memory and things like that. It hurts. And we try not to think about the death. And so we try and put it out of our minds. We've all suffered this pain of loss, of losing someone close to us. And we all know people whose lives ended tragically. So let's look at some things about death. We all must face it. That is reality. It is our common destiny, and none of us can escape it. Hebrews 9:27 says, "For it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this comes the judgment." So we're going to notice some things about those who die. First of all, they were born. See, they were all born into the human race, and each of them has an identity. I mean, some places people are very prolific, might start naming them number one, number two, number three, and on down the line. But most of us, we have a name, and it's on a birth record somewhere. It's recorded somewhere. And some people lose their identity, as certain homeless people do, and people without their ID on them, they become a John Doe, a Jane Doe, or Baby Doe. Whatever the case might be, until someone figures out, and they run tests, they check records, and finally knows. But we must remember, God always knows their identity. See, God told Jeremiah, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you. Before you were even a thought in your parents' eyes, God knew you. He knows us. So He knows who we are. Others knew them by name. All these people, many of them will be known by their name as long as memory keeps them alive. As we remember these people, our loved ones, as long as we remember them, they're still alive. But once we're gone, once all the family is gone and the friends are gone, they're nothing more than a name on a tombstone or some county record clerk's office. That's all it is. And that's going to be your fate too. Once those who knew you, there's nothing more that left. Now here's something else about these people. They lived. They were lucky enough to live. You know, some don't make it that far, to the tune of several million every year. Do not make it that far. They all lived their lives, and hopefully their lives were satisfactory for the most part. We don't want anybody to have a miserable life. Now, we can probably think of some people that we wish misery upon, but we're not supposed to do that. We know that. We talked about that earlier. All right. The person who committed suicide, they probably felt that their life was miserable and they couldn't do anything about it. That's probably the way they saw it. But for the most part, most people do not like living in misery. Now, some people dwell on it. They like to relive their memory, their bad memories. They like to play the victim card sometimes. But no, we don't see it that way. I would imagine most of these people that woke up that day and did not consider they would never see another sunrise. You know, that family of six down there, they thought they could get through the water trying to get to safety, and the van got swept away. All of them perished. And that happens a lot in floods. I mean, that's where most death comes from. I mean, you know, the storm came through and everybody was happy. Man, only one person died out of this thing and all that destruction that was there. But then the floods came and a lot more people died. And they're still probably going to be finding them for a while. But think about the impact of their life. And think about the impact of your life. I would hope that each of these people will be missed by someone. Can you imagine living a life that did not have an impact upon anybody? Can you imagine the idea of thinking that no one cares for me? You know, a lot of times when people commit suicide, they leave a note that says, nobody cares about me. So they end their life. And they feel that way. In fact, even the psalmist felt that way. One of the psalms, and we'll have a sermon someday on that. No one cares for my soul. And maybe nobody in this earth does, but God does. And we as Christians should care about everybody's soul. But then think about this, how tragic not to accomplish any good while in this life. You know, we all know people that basically, they didn't accomplish anything good. All they did was bad, evil, and we're surrounded with that. We see it on the news every day. These people who don't have any good in their life at all. What it should teach us is life does have a purpose, and we are to fulfill that purpose. God tells us what that purpose is, and we'll look at that. Also, something else to consider about death is our eternal destiny. Each of these people has a soul given to them by God. They received it when they were conceived. They have this soul. And it's going to be everlasting. It is going to continue. While we live, They were responsible for their soul. And sadly, most of these people were not living like they were supposed to be living. So their destiny is sealed that way. The Bible warns all mankind that they are accountable to God for their behavior and even their beliefs. You know, some people think, well, I can believe whatever I want. No, you can't. If you want to go to heaven, you've got to believe what God wants you to believe and not any other way about it. So anyone who has a belief or behavior that is ungodly and without Christ is going to be lost eternally. They're going to suffer eternally. The Bible warns all mankind that they are accountable to God for their behavior and even their beliefs. 2 Corinthians 5:10, we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the deeds done within the body. Ecclesiastes 12:13, for here is the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this applies to every person, for every act will be brought into judgment. So anyone who has a belief or a behavior that is ungodly and without Christ is going to be lost eternally. And that is most of the people that you know. Most of the people that you know, whether it be your neighbor, maybe in your own household, people at work, people in school, they are going to be lost eternally. See, 2 Thessalonians 1 talks about the fact that Christ is going to come with His mighty host, dealing out retribution to those who know not God and keep not His commandments. So best thing to do is learn about God, learn His commandments, and do those commandments. And we won't have to face that retribution. But how many are going to do that? Well, Jesus said only a few will be able to do that. And when it comes to death, we are not immune. No doubt about it. And we should know this by now, even though we don't like to think about it. We need to realize the fact that we will be among them in the future. We're going to the grave just like them. It may be later today even. We don't know. You might get out there and going down the road and some plane falls down on top of you and smashes you. You don't know if that's going to happen or not. You get out there and somebody decides to run a red light and slams right into you. We have no idea. We have no promise of tomorrow. So in all of human history, as far as we know, only two have escaped death. Enoch and Elijah. We read about them. Enoch was no more. And Elijah, the chariot came down and carried him away. So that's the only two we know. Everybody else died. You say, well, what about Jesus? Well, Jesus died. Then He arose and then went up into heaven. But He still died. And we are not promised a future on this earth. James 4, 13 and 15. Come now, we who say, let us go tomorrow to such and such a place and make a profit. Don't think that way, because your life is but a vapor. But say, if the Lord will, we will do that. So, yes, James 4 tells us, our life is but a vapor. It's here for a moment and then gone away. When you think of all of human history from Adam all the way until the end, we're here just a very small speck of time. We got to make that count, though. So what are you doing to get yourself ready to die? Like I said, not a very pleasant thought, but it's a sobering thought and one we must be aware of, because we will die. The only thing we can hope for, maybe, is the fact that when the Lord comes again, we'll be changed. Those who are alive will be changed. But if He doesn't come in our lifetime, then we're going to die. A lot of people just ignore this, right? And a lot of people live like they're going to live forever. They think they're going to live forever. Some joke about it. Some make fun about it. Yeah, we're going to just keep going and going. We're never going to die. In fact, even in the Old Testament, when one of the prophets was told about everlasting life, it caught his attention. He wasn't aware of that. Living forever? How can this be? He asked. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. How can this be? But the angel says, shut it up, Daniel. It's not for you. But it's for those. Who are the those? We are. We're the those. That's who He's talking about. Everlasting life is made available to us. But we still have to die in order to get it. They will die someday. And that is certain. Everyone is going to die. See, the Bible tells everyone will die, and after death comes the judgment. You know, Hebrews 9:27 once again. And this is one appointment you're not going to cancel or be late to or miss. You know, you can be late to church, you can come in here, you can just skip church altogether, but guess what? When it comes to your time to stand before God, you will not miss that appointment. And you won't be late, and you won't get a pass either. It's going to happen. This judgment will be before God, including Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and God is going to declare to us whether we are faithful or not. We're not going to be able to stand up there and say, but, I have good intentions, but, I know you said this, but, there will be no buts in heaven. None at all. We will stand up there and God will have already judged us, right? Because we read there that he's going to separate the goats from the sheep. The goats on the left, sheep on the right, those on the left, he's depart from me. Those on the right, enter into the joy of your master. So we're going to know. The moment we die and enter into our death, we're going to know. We're either going to be in comfort or we're going to be in pain. There is no middle ground. There is no spending a few moments of time over in the bad place and then coming to the good place like some people teach. That's not going to happen. No, there's a great gulf fixed between, and there is no going back and forth. See, the great judge will separate the two groups. So guess what? If you're standing there with the goats and you're already in the flame, you're already in torment, you know what God's going to say. He's not going to change his mind. Okay, well, you've spent enough. Okay, I'm going to let you in now. You know, that's a very comforting doctrine which people teach. They teach all the time that universalism, since Christ died for all men, every man's going to be saved. They teach that. And they remove all accountability that we might have to God. But see, that's not what the Bible says. You know, many people in this world just deny that a judgment is going to take place. There's so many people in this world do not believe in God that when we die, they just consider it's all over. There is nothing beyond the grave. And that's why a lot of people fear the grave. That's why they go through extraordinary measures trying to prolong their life, to pay all these doctors, to keep them going. And for them, rather than being accountable to God, they just choose to deny that God even exists. You know, like that Blood, Sweat, and Tears song, you know, swear there ain't no heaven, but I pray there ain't no hell. It's kind of strange, but yeah, that's the way most of the world operates. Oh, there's no such thing as heaven. There's no afterlife or anything like that. That's just myth and that's mythology and that's just some wild, crazy ideas crazy people had before. No. The Bible declares that every eye will see Jesus and every tongue will confess Jesus is Lord. That's what he says, Romans 14 and verse 11. Everyone, no matter how you live your life, whether you are wicked, whether you practice a different religion, whether you live in one part of the world or the other, every eye will see him. And that's repeated several times in the scriptures. Revelation, every eye will see when he comes. Jesus said, when I return, every eye will see. But the thing is, every tongue will confess Jesus is Lord. Now, you can make the choice. You can confess Jesus is Lord before you die. Jesus is Lord. He is my Lord. I will obey him. You have that choice. You also have the choice to decide, well, I don't want to serve Jesus. But guess what? Before you are cast off into that eternal darkness of hell, you will acknowledge publicly Jesus is Lord. And then guess what? That's the last thing you will ever say before entering hell. Jesus is Lord. Every one of them who enter into hell, none of them are going to feel, well, this isn't fair, this isn't right, you made a mistake. No. Everyone will acknowledge Jesus is Lord. Those who go to hell will acknowledge, I did not obey him. See, there's a warning there for all of us. We need to obey him. And so it's better to do it now before we die. Otherwise, we face the consequences. Jump too far there. It will be a painful reminder that what they should have served, that they should have served God in Christ, and they will know exactly why they are suffering eternal punishment. They will know. You know, when it talks about Jesus will deal out the retribution to those who know not God? Well, guess what? God reveals himself in nature. We know that. Romans 1 and verse 20, his invisible attributes are seen in the things that are made. There's enough evidence. There is a God. It's just not all chaos out there. There is a God out there, and there is an order to this universe, and that can only come from a divine being. People at least should see that. And then it's their job to seek him out. That's what Jesus told the woman at the well. God is seeking, there are people seeking God to worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's who God is seeking. But if they are cast away, depart from me. They're going to know why. And they're going to be thinking of this. And sometimes we talk about degrees of punishment. Those who never obeyed God, those who didn't know God, yeah, they're going to be suffering. Is it fair? Well, that's God's justice. That's what he tells us. But to those who had the opportunity to be faithful in this life and gave that up, can you imagine what hell is going to be like for them? They're going to say, I'm in torment in the flame, in this flame, and it's my fault. That's all they can do. It is my fault that I'm here. And when you realize, I could have. You know, we all have regrets in life sometime. We could have done this. I could have done that. I could have taken this chance. I had a chance back in 1976 to get in with a group that were going to come up with this idea of cell phones. What does anybody need cell phones for? Oh boy, I still kick myself over that one. But still, that, you see the point we're making? We don't really know. But the people going to hell, there's going to be no question in their mind. They're going to know why they're there. And those who had the opportunity to go to heaven and they blew it, it's going to be painful for them. It's going to hurt them a whole lot more than the other people. We're all going into eternity, and how you live your life will determine your destiny. You know, we can go to heaven. Jesus went to prepare that place. John 14 tells us that. If we put our trust in God and our faith in Jesus Christ, that's not that hard to do. It's very simple. He tells us how. We believe that he is the Son of God. He died on the cross for our sins. We recognize our sins separate us from God, so we got to change. We should be sorrowful for our sins and say, I'm sorry for doing those. And then we have to change so we don't continue those sins. Then we confess his name. I believe Jesus is the Christ. He is my Lord. And we make that confession every day the rest of our lives. And we're baptized into Christ for the remission of our sins. Our sins are washed away. And then we start our spiritual journey of growing every day, learning about the Christ, learning how to be better, to be a good example, to guide others towards the Christ. We learn of his will for us and we do it. We'll have a much better chance of entering heaven. It is a place of comfort. It is a place that we won't have any problems at all. No tears. No crying, no death. It's described as the most wonderful place we can imagine. And it's going to be better than that. We're told by the scriptures. But not doing the will of God will ensure that we will be denied an entrance into heaven. Now that brings up the question, are you living the way God wants you to live? Because like I say, there's a day coming. You know, we sometimes sing that song, there's a great day coming. We'll be standing there. We'll be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? Think about that. Are you ready? If you're not ready, it's time to make a change in your life. It's time to commit yourself to the Lord. Confess Jesus as Lord now while you have the chance. Because you may walk out of this place and not survive. The other day I heard about a preacher who got up to preach and he was sitting down waiting for the song leader to finish. And all of a sudden, they noticed he dropped his book. He was dead. It happens. Don't let that happen to you. Get right with God right now. We implore you to do so. We invite you to come while we stand and sing.